I love the little noises, so don't worry. This fall, we've been looking at some of the young people in the Bible, and this is actually our last Sunday on that. We haven't hit every young person in the entire Bible, but we've hit a bunch through Old and New Testament. And we'll finish up this week with Timothy, who, as we heard, Paul encouraged him not to be discouraged about his age, but to set an example for all the believers of any age. We can't talk about young Timothy without also talking about his mentor, Paul. The reason we know what we know about Timothy is because Paul wrote about him in what is now our New Testament. And the reason Paul wrote about him is because Paul was so invested in this younger believer. Paul did everything he could to help Timothy follow Christ, did everything he could to help Timothy be a good leader. So before we get to Philippians 2, you can kind of stay there if you want to, if you've got that open, because we will get there eventually, but I'm going to kind of bounce around the New Testament a bit. Probably won't have time to turn there, but you can write down the references if you want to and look them up later. So it'll be a little different that way. So we'll start with Acts 16, which is where we first learn about Timothy. It's where Paul meets Timothy and his family. Paul never tried to do ministry alone. He was always going around with others, lots of co-workers, he called them. But before he met Timothy, he had just had a major disagreement with Barnabas. It wasn't all perfect in the early church. They had decided to part company. So Barnabas went one way and Paul went another. Paul was traveling with Silas, and he was open to a new traveling companion at this time. And that's when he came to Lystra, Timothy's hometown. Timothy was highly recommended by some of the believers at the churches there. After being commissioned, set apart for this service, Timothy went traveling from town to town with Paul. He left his home and went with Paul. And then Paul began to send Timothy without him, first with Silas. Timothy and Silas would go around sharing the good news of Jesus. And then Timothy and Erastus went around and did work for the Lord. And then it appears that Timothy was sent out on his own eventually to Thessalonica and to Ephesus. Several of Paul's letters in the New Testament list Timothy along with Paul in the opening greeting. Timothy was a very trusted younger co-worker of Paul. But Paul didn't just call him a co-worker. He called him his son. See, Paul didn't marry and have children, but he called himself a father to the churches that he started. And he calls Timothy his son. I'll just read a few of these examples of when he called Timothy his son. In 1 Corinthians 4:17, he called him my son, whom I love. In 1 Timothy 1, these are the letters to Timothy, my son, my true son in the faith, he called him. And in 2 Timothy 1:2, he called him my dear son. And finally, what we heard read, I'll read a slightly different version from Philippians chapter 2, 22. Paul said, like a son with his father, he has served with me in preaching the good news. Paul and Timothy were not relatives, but they were family in Christ. And Paul made a significant investment in Timothy's faith and ministry. Paul called it a good deposit in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 14. And those two letters, 1 and 2 Timothy, show how much Paul wanted to help Timothy continue in Christ and go down the right path. He was like a son to him. And he wanted the very best for him. And as a father or a grandfather, Paul had high praise for Timothy. He was so proud of him. In 1 Corinthians 4:17, he said that he is faithful in the Lord. And it kind of gushes the most in Philippians chapter 2. It's kind of like the equivalent of pulling out the pictures of all your grandkids, whether they asked or not. In Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 21, he said, For everyone looks out for their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But he continues in verse 22. But Paul says of Timothy, he has proved himself. He has served with me in the work of the gospel. If you want to take a look at the beginning of chapter 2 in Philippians, verse 5 says, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. He goes on to describe the mindset of Jesus, who gave up the privileges of heaven to be with us, to come and save us, to serve us, to die for us. When I was looking at this passage, I was reminded of some people I know who became followers of Jesus only after following some Christians. What I mean by that, they knew they wanted to be like their parents or their parents' friends. It was only much later that they understood that their parents or whoever were imitating Jesus. So it was really Jesus that they wanted to be like. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you can think of a family member or a former pastor or a friend, and you wanted to be like them. Was it actually Jesus in them that got your attention and attracted you to their life and their way of life? Paul was imitating Jesus, Timothy was imitating Paul, and Paul encouraged Timothy to not worry about age, but to set an example for others in the church to follow. Hopefully we will all have the opportunity to be mentored or to mentor others at different times in our lives. We can read the Bible and imitate Jesus, how he talked to people, how he lived. But what a difference it makes to see other people we know in the flesh becoming more like Jesus in their everyday life all around us. I want to share with you the experience of a man named Parker Palmer. He's a teacher of teachers, I guess. He wrote a book called Courage to Teach. This is what he wrote. This is about his own life. Looking back, I realized that I was blessed with mentors at every critical stage of my young life. But a funny thing happened on the way to full adulthood. The mentors stopped coming. For several years, I waited for the next one in vain. And several years of my growth was on hold. Then I realized what was happening. I was no longer an apprentice, so I no longer needed mentors. It was my turn to become a mentor to someone else. I needed to turn around and look for the new life emerging behind me to offer younger people the gift that I had been given when I was young. As I did, my identity and integrity had new chances to evolve in each new encounter with my students' lives. And part of what I want you to hear in that is, whether we mentor or are being mentored, we're growing. And we're growing together as we imitate Christ. One more verse from the New Testament today. Since we've gone all over the New Testament, why not one more? Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. Let us consider how we may spur one another on. Let's not become isolated or complacent, but encourage one another towards more love and good deeds like Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have redeemed us and made us your children in Christ. Through him you have saved us and have given us life. Make us more like Jesus on earth. Help us to encourage one another and set an example for others. Give us the peace of your kingdom, which this world does not give. By your loving care, protect the good you have given us. Open our eyes to the wonders of your love, that we may serve you with a willing heart. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's sing number 568, May the Mind of Christ, My Savior, Stand If You're Able. Number 568.